I do want to get to her too, because there are a couple of things going on there, but maybe you can just briefly talk about your next case, the 56-year-old woman, in terms of the issue of CDK4/6 inhibition. Maybe you can talk about this lady when she first presented with metastatic disease and what happened since that point.
So this is a very nice woman who initially presented with what we originally thought was a, you know, primary localized breast cancer. It was a strongly estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive, HER2 negative. And during her workup, she mentioned that she'd been having some back pain for the last 6 months or so. And even though it didn't look like she was that high risk because of the pain, I did perform staging studies. And unfortunately, she had some bone disease.
And she had lobular?
She had a lobular breast cancer. You know, I think if this was a ductal ER-positive breast cancer, it would be the same situation. But she had clear concerning findings on scans, and so we did biopsy the bone, and it did come back conclusive for metastatic adenocarcinoma that was estrogen receptor positive. So based on that, we did not move ahead with standard adjuvant treatment, and instead put her on an aromatase inhibitor, a bisphosphonate, and I can't remember whether ovarian suppression at the time,
because
I can't remember whether she was premenopausal at that
point. Yes, she had anastrozole ovarian suppression.
Yeah. And her pain got a little better. Her scans over time showed sclerosis. It looked like she was responding. Her tumor markers came down. And, you know, I think this was back, she started hormonal therapy about 4 or 5 months before the unexpected, you know, accelerated approval of palbociclib. And so when that happened, a lot of us talked to our patients about this new development. And, you know, we talked about potentially adding palbociclib to the aromatase inhibitor, but I suggested that she didn't do that, and she was comfortable with that. And my rationale was we had, at that point, no data on adding a CDK inhibitor to a pre-existing hormonal therapy regimen. We still don't have any data on that. And she was doing well, and since she had de novo disease, we had every expectation that she would have a long disease-free interval or progression-free interval on the hormonal therapy alone. So adding palbociclib adds toxicity, adds monitoring, and she was doing well on this therapy alone. And that changed just a few months ago. She started having a little bit more pain. We did an imaging. She had a single new bone lesion in the femur, and her tumor markers were up. So she was clearly progressing at that point. And so we switched her to fulvestrant and palbociclib. And since then, her pain's gotten better, and it looks like she's responding.
She's having an objective response?
Well, I mean, she doesn't have measurable disease, so she can't technically have an objective response by RECIST anyway, but her pain's better, her scans looked a little better, and she didn't have a whole lot going on to begin with. We could have a whole conversation about how to follow patients with bone-only disease, but clinically, I think she's improving.